Hey guys, Liam Duggan here, captain of the 4WD podcast. We're driven by the Shelter Brewing Co. and are a part of Backchat Studios. You can support us on Patreon, where you can get bonus content and episodes before everybody else. Head to patreon.com/the4WD podcast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Towing with the 70 Series. So you obviously decided not to take it on this trip, but mainly because you wanted to put the time and effort into setting that up right on the back of the 76.
But you know, it's like you look at the 79, it's got a tray, it looks tough, it's got the 35s, it's tuned for towing. Rah, rah. Right? It's built.
Yeah.
It's what I designed that car for, was to tow or throw a swag in the back.
Yep.
Nothing really in between that. So to me, it's like, well, the 76 stock, you know, it kind of looks funny. Bit silly towing a big van being completely stock and all that. And I thought, oh, I don't really know what a tow's like. So I'm going to take the V8 and then we'll do a tow test later. Yep. And that's what we're alluding to now.
Yeah. So that brings us to that exactly. So you've had a go now at towing with the 76 and they're starting to become a little bit more on this, the info around towing with the new 70 series on YouTube and the like. So your stuff we know is the real deal.
Yeah.
But your first initial thoughts, again, I keep coming back to your first thoughts, and they've been very positive in the episodes gone by. As a tow vehicle, how did it perform?
The stuff I'm about to tell you, you're not going to believe it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Crazy good?
It's depends on which way you look at it.
Okay. Explain.
Right. So our tow test, just to lay of the land here, we had an 80 kilometer course I set out to do. It was actually 70 kilometers, but we overshot it. So we ended up making it 80. 40 Ks there, 40 Ks back. I invited my mate Harry from Fire to Fork.
Yes.
So he drove the car that wasn't towing, and then we'd swap over at halfway mark. So he would get to do everything I did in reverse.
Right.
We had a massive hill on that. So for anyone in WA who has driven up the Great Eastern Highway and they go past Bindoon after they get a pie at the pie shop.
Or Great Northern.
Great Northern Highway.
Yep.
Yeah. Bindoon Bakery, top up your tank there. Then
I can second that.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very nice.
That's the one place I might be a sucker for a bit of sugar as well.
Yeah, which you're usually very good at saying no, but not there, obviously.
Anyway, back on track. When you head out of Bindoon, you're heading north, you got to climb a doozy of a hill.
Yep.
And you'd know that one.
Yes, I do.
So that hill seems to go on forever. It has an overtaking lane on either sides because trucks struggle and caravanners struggle to maintain 100 k's per hour because that's the towing speed limit in WO. And everyone wants to go around you 110. Even towing a camper trailer can be a struggle going up that hill. And that's where we took these vehicles. And the plan was to keep and maintain the speed the entire way. So obviously through Bindoon, we slowed down to town speed.
Yep.
But out of Bindoon, 100 k's per hour, we were climbing the hill first in the 76 because I picked up the caravan with the 76, towed it all the way, met up with everyone. Then we did the course. So I had the first 40 Ks going up and I'd already driven it 60 Ks to get from South Perth all the way up.
Yep.
And it did pretty good. It held the speed. It dropped down to 97 and then went back a gear just as I was thinking, here we go.
Yep.
This is where it's going to struggle. Kicks back. Broop,
up it goes.
And I took off again.
Were you in auto the whole time? No manual shift or anything?
Just drive.
Just auto, yep.
Just drive because I wanted to do it the way most people would drive the vehicle. They'd just jump in, simple, stupid, D, let's go.
Yep.
Now, I did have haul mode on because that's the specific mode to put in.
Yes.
So given that the 79 is a tuned V8, I thought, you know, let's give it every chance. Haul mode, got ourselves up. It changes the car completely.
What's something that's offered in the 76 2.8 litre as opposed to a Prado that Prado doesn't have the power haul mode.
So Prados don't have the power haul mode. And when Harry drove it, Harry said that in normal mode, it drives almost identical, like the rev range and everything.
Okay.
Except for that the 76 has better gearing as in the final drive.
Yep.
So it tops out speed quicker, but it gets there quicker.
Yep.
Whereas a Prado would just keep going. But okay. You don't really need speeds over 110 really that much, right?
No.
You can't use it without paying lots of money and losing points.
Yeah.
So. Yep. Anyway, he says from his experience driving a Prado, they drive almost identical. But you press that whole power mode button, it changes the vehicle completely, he reckons. Yep. It's a complete different vehicle.